Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Scott Kleinberg is off today, but with us this morning, nationally syndicated technology journalist Jennifer Jolly. Jennifer, good morning. We thought with the holidays coming and people starting to think about gifts, this would be a good time to talk about some new toys. And why don't we start with what we've been hearing about lately, the new Apple Watch. Have you had a chance to test it out?
I'm wearing it as we speak. Yep. It's a pretty decent upgrade, a bigger, brighter screen, you know, all the things that Apple talks about every year. A little bit longer battery life, about 18 hours total, so still not as long as we'd like it to be. Faster charging, up to 80% in about 30 minutes, a new depth gauge and water temperature sensor for swimmers. That's pretty cool, especially if you like to go diving. But a lot of what people are talking about and what I'm most interested in are a lot of the new health features, including sleep apnea detection. So there's some new interesting features on this watch.
Yeah, one of our listeners texted us a question for you about that. How accurate is the watch when it comes to that?
Well, it's not going to replace a $3,000 sleep study, but it does just fine with the $200, $300 kind of at-home sleep studies that are available, you know, that people can kind of give themselves. Apple's own testing says it's about 66% accurate in detecting breathing disturbances during the night. So, you know, it's not perfect. It doesn't replace a doctor, a physician, a sleep study, but the FDA approved it for this use, and I think it's doing a bang-up job.
Sounds like it. Also, we've heard a lot about Apple's latest AirPods, and there are some different models, different prices. How good are they? Is it really a much better AirPod than previously?
Well, you know, it's kind of incremental updates. I have last year's version. I think they work just fine. The new operating system upgrades that they've given these allow it to do some new things. The software updates, for instance, let you use the latest AirPods and last year's AirPods as kind of a hearing aid. It lets you really block out other noises, really tune in to people right in front of you. I think that if you've got last year's model, don't worry about an upgrade yet. If your AirPods are a few years old and you know they're not holding a battery charge, these are great. But there's alternatives out there that are really good too. Some of them aren't expensive. Like I talked earlier this year about a CFM, the Nothing Buds Pro 2. Those are $60 and they're fantastic.
Yeah, sounds like it. You said CFM, that's the company?
CFM, it's the Nothing brand. They come out of that British tech brand Nothing. They're great budget earbuds. I gave my daughter a pair of these, and she had some older AirPods that she had gotten wet, and she can't believe how much better these are, you know, for a fraction of the cost. And speaking of a fraction of the cost, your producer, Haley, let me know that you were interested in an Apple Watch. And when I was researching some of this, you know, like Black Friday deals and stuff last night, the Apple Watch Series 10, that's the latest one, it's $50 off online at Walmart. You have to be a Walmart Plus shopper, but you can sign up for that for a free trial. It's unlikely that we'll see discounts deeper than $50 on the newest Apple devices. So that might be something. I'm not sure how long that pre-Black Friday deal lasts. That might be something you want to grab right now.
Yeah, good to know. We're talking with nationally syndicated technology journalist Jennifer Jolly. Jennifer, just how big are TVs going to get eventually?
They're huge, and they just keep getting bigger. Right now, we're seeing 97-inch. That's 8 feet wide, 4 feet tall TVs, literally flying off store shelves. They apparently, when Samsung first launched a 98-inch television in 2019, it was $100,000. Today, that same company has four versions starting at $4,000. Hmm. You can get a Sony 98-inch for around $3,000. So as the prices of those ginormous televisions come down, you'll see buyers and demand go up. 85-inch TVs are gaining traction more and more. Basically, we're tired of looking at our tiny screens, you know, those that we have attached to our hands all the time now. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the other thing that's really getting popular is when you have a giant screen, you can be watching four things at once. You can have the smaller screens, you know, one show. You can be mm-hmm. doing sports on the big screen, have a bunch of smaller screens to the right of the screen. So that is something that more and more people are doing at home. And these are really, these giant screens are replacing home theaters, which in days past, you would have to have your home theater with blackout curtains. Now with these giant TVs, you can have them really in any room of the house.
Yeah, there's not enough to watch in all the streaming channels. Hard to keep up. Now we'll watch four things at one time. Okay.
YouTube on the side.
How's the picture quality on these humongous screens?
If you are able to set them up correctly. So with a screen that size, you need to watch that from 6 to 12 feet away. But apparently, I don't have one. I don't have a space big enough to put one of those in my own house.
Yeah,
but,
no kidding.
But the picture quality is stunning. You know, that is another thing. The pixel rates, all of that have just gone up and up and up. So the picture quality is wonderful. And one person I know who's bought one recently, he said, you know, it makes the characters that you're watching about the same size as you. So you feel like you're actually immersed in that content. I don't know if I want to be in some of the shows.
Yeah,
that are out today,
I'm with you there. Let's talk about something you're going to be writing about for USA Today later this week. And I guess these are good gift ideas for parents this holiday season, right?
Yeah, there's a couple really interesting new gadgets coming out, and people constantly ask me, hey, I need a way to keep in touch with my kids. They are not at all ready for a smartphone. I love Training Wheel Tech. Bark is a company that has an app. They have a phone, kind of that training wheel gadget for kids, and they're launching a watch. This is a really good, I've been testing it for a couple of weeks now. It's great for families who aren't quite ready to give their kids a smartphone but want to gradually introduce them to the tech world. It's the new Bark watch monitors text and photos, doesn't let you download any apps, real-time GPS location tracking, and an SOS button right on the side of the watch. It's water resistant. You can, you know, set it to not be on when they're in school and should be doing their homework. That retails for about $170. And it's, you can go and pre-order it online now. It comes out hopefully early next week. That's what we're hearing. And then the other one was one of Time Magazine's best inventions of 2024. Another one I've been testing out at home. It's a new level of baby monitor. It's kind of a baby monitor reimagined by a bunch of really smart tech people where other baby monitors weren't working for them anymore. So you connect it with Wi-Fi or radio. It has its own backup link. It's called Harbor. It can turn itself back on if power goes out or it loses connection. And it includes haptic alerts that can wake you, but let's say not your partner, if your child fusses. And then you can also get remote monitoring for about $20 a night from a night nanny. Hmm. So, and that'll wake you up if you actually need to be woken up. So as a mom who's lived through 2 years of no sleep, this is kind of a miracle worker gadget.
And finally, are people really buying flip phones and Sony Walkman again and also reusable cameras?
Yeah, with all this new, you know, newfangled, crazy gadget, AI, everything, there is a huge return to retro gadgets. A total wireless Nokia 2760 flip phones. I talked about them earlier this year on the Today Show. They're all the rage. Smart people are burned out on smartphones. And also, kids too young for free-range internet access. That's about $30. I actually carry one often on nights and weekends, and it's really helped me get my life back. Yes, you can play Snake on it. Sony Walkman. There's a company called Retrospect, and it's RetroSpect. I can't get enough of the retro gadgets, but nor can other people. Sony Walkman, that's what all the kids want. Cassette tape sales have increased 490%.
Wow.
And boom boxes. And then you mentioned those reusable 35 millimeter film cameras. It's all about the retro look. And I'm telling you, the younger kids are these days, and of course I'm old, so I say kids, people in their 20s, early 30s, they want that old retro look that we thought, oh, hey, we can just take all these photos on our iPhones and smartphones now. Nope, they want to go back to the old phones, printing them out, via mail-in order or at the local drugstore, and it's great. It does take us back to a time when life was simpler.
Yeah, they missed it, and now they're getting into it. Good for them. There's hope for the youth of the community after all. A lot of good information here. We'll post this a little later on our website, WGNRadio.com, so you can go over what Jennifer Jolly told us, and you can read more in USA Today. Jennifer, thank you. Always good to catch up with you.
Yeah, it's great to talk with you as well.
Have a great holiday season. High tech or low tech.